This time a year ago, Rivian Automotive was still in deep stealth mode. The public knew basically nothing about Rivian's super-secret electric vehicles, and getting information out of the company was challenging. But last night, Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe took the stage in Bloomington and gave a very public progress report to more than 500 community leaders, including many who voted to approve the tax incentives that helped bring Rivian to town. GLT's Ryan Denham was there.
RJ Scaringe was the featured speaker at the Economic Development Council's Community Leaders Dinner. In less than 50 days, he'll be speaking on a much bigger stage, the LA Auto Show. That's where, in late November, Rivian will finally reveal its first two all-electric vehicles, a pickup and an SUV.
They'll be very, very close to the final production version, both in terms of performance, the specifications, and of course the look. And it's at that moment that we'll then open up a pre-order process, so we'll start taking orders on the vehicle. And in parallel to that, we'll be setting up all of our launch locations in terms of retail centers. And as you can imagine, we won't be able to be in every market on day one. So in year one, we'll be in roughly 20 markets. This will be one of them with a factory store.
That information, that Normal would be getting its own factory store, was one of several nuggets of news that Scaringe revealed during a formal Q&A with the EDC's Mike O'Grady and during interviews with the media afterward. After those 20 markets in the first year, Scaringe says Rivian plans to expand to 100 retail locations within 7 years. Scaringe says that after the LA Auto Show, the vehicles will go on a cross-country tour that will include a stop in Normal. Rivian's first vehicle launches in 2020. So Michael Grady asked him, who gets the first one?
The very first vehicle goes it goes to our largest shareholder.
Okay, all right.
I'm actually fairly far down on the list. Maybe in the first year I'll get one.
There we go. Yeah.
Scaringe shared a progress report on Rivian during the 30-minute Q&A. He says electrification is only one part of what Rivian is doing.
If the world was just electrifying, it wouldn't really change the fabric of how we think about mobility. It's really these other elements of change. And if you think of all this noise around this word mobility, you can simplify that down to really two other big elements of change. The first is us going from a world in which we, human beings, have operated the vehicles ourselves since the beginning, to a world that over the course of my lifetime, we're going to see the control of the vehicle shift from us as humans to the vehicle itself. The vehicle starts controlling itself. And that has lots of implications, you know, whether it's taking the kids to school on its own or providing mobility to the elderly. But what it really does is it unlocks how we think about consuming mobility, how we think about buying vehicles. Today, the way we buy a vehicle is we personally own it. We take ownership of the asset, and we don't use it very often. So it sits in our garage, it sits on the side of the street, it waits for us to come out and use it. Once the vehicle is capable of driving itself, it starts to reform how we think about consumption. You don't necessarily need to own it. You can share it. You can subscribe to it. You can use it once a week. You can use it once a month. You can have a selection of vehicles that you take a certain type of vehicle to go to and from the office and a different type of vehicle to take your family out on a road trip. So these are all big changes, and none of these are going to happen overnight. We're not talking about the world of 2020 for some of these. We're talking about the world of 2030, 2040, 2050. But it's precisely the scale of those changes, which is in some ways unimaginable, which creates a lot of opportunity. So with that said, the opportunity and the challenge which we're so excited about is we have to build simultaneously a company, a brand, a technology platform, an organization that can work in the world of largely today. So we launch in 2020, which will look about what it looks like today, meaning vehicles are controlled largely by humans. Those vehicles are personally owned. In our case, it's electric, so you know we've shifted on that one. But also simultaneously set up the roadmap for ourselves to transition to this world over the next several decades and make sure that the things we're building from a technology point of view, from a roadmap point of view, fit into that future state.
Rivian now has around 60 employees at its Normal manufacturing plant, the one it bought for $16 million after Mitsubishi shut it down. Rivian was required to have at least 35 employees in Normal by the end of 2018 to satisfy the requirements of the property tax breaks secured from local taxing bodies. Rivian also has three other locations in California and Michigan. Scaringe says here's how the next 12 to 18 months will look at the Normal plant.
Those products that we're revealing in November, those go into production about 2 years from now. So what does that mean from a hiring point of view? What does it mean from within the facility point of view? So today, we're in the process of taking everything that exists within this facility and reformulating that for our products. and some aspects of the plant are remaining essentially as they were, maybe with some fresh paint, but otherwise essentially as they were. But others have to change quite dramatically. So if we think about the body system, for example, you know, the structure of the vehicle, our vehicles are built very differently than a Mitsubishi product, and of course look very different. So all of that body system, the body plant, is being reset. In fact, our team has taken most of the Mitsubishi equipment out, and we're now in the process of specifying and laying out the equipment that's going to be going back in. Similarly, with the stamping operation, that's the presses themselves are in beautiful condition. We're in the process of setting those up to run and build parts, not just for us, but for other companies in the area. But all the dies that are specific to our product have to be built. And these take a long time. Some of these dies, I mean, these are giant tools. They take 52 weeks to build one tool. So all that's happening in parallel.
Rivian will manufacture its battery packs in Normal, too. Skirinch says they'll last 425 to 450 miles on a single charge, key part of its Adventure EV brand. He says the company has run a pilot battery manufacturing line in California, but is now working on creating the full version here in Normal.
So we can produce battery packs essentially faster than anyone is currently producing them, which is important given the size of our battery pack. And that's all going to be coming online over the next 12 to 18 months, those systems. So we'll start to see more things going in. It may not be visible from the road. But as that starts to occur, we'll also be ramping up our hiring, bringing more people from the community in.
Rivian is also exploring second lives for its used-up batteries after they can no longer be used in vehicles. Instead of a landfill, Skirinch says they could be repurposed for energy storage in other industries.
Which becomes a really important thing for us as our grid starts to move away from fossil fuels and increasingly towards renewables that need a way to store energy, whether that energy is sunlight or wind, the batteries will start to fit into that. Then following that second life activity, then eventually you will have to recycle the battery back to its raw materials.
Given that, I asked Skirinch whether he thinks of Rivian as an automaker or a battery maker.
We think about, really even broader than that, we'd say we're a technology company. So we're developing technologies along a multitude of different avenues. So connectivity, self-driving, battery system, the integration of the whole vehicle onto a platform. And all of that is different types of technology. Of course, batteries are a really key part of that. But we have to integrate that whole system, make it sing together for it to create really something that customers get excited about.
Skirinch joked that he knew Rivian's every move was being watched locally, including fake rumors that a signage change outside the plant recently was a sign they were closing up shop. Turns out they're just getting a new sign. One reason why Bloomington Normal is anxious to learn more about Rivian is because taxpayers have skin in the game. Unit 5 Schools, the Town of Normal, and other taxing bodies agreed to a 5-year, 100% property tax abatement if Rivian met certain hiring and plant investment thresholds. The Town of Normal also agreed to provide Rivian with a $1 million grant once they invested $20 million of their own in the plant. Rivian is also on track to receive nearly $50 million in state tax credits for the creation of 1,000 jobs over 10 years. If those jobs do materialize, Rivian would be one of McLean County's top 10 largest employers. Last night, Skirinch praised Bloomington Normal's community leaders for successfully luring Rivian into the shutter Mitsubishi plant. He said Rivian initially visited the plant to look at possible equipment purchases, not to buy the whole thing.
And what we discovered here, well beyond, you know, this beautiful facility, which has got great equipment and was well maintained and lots of the right types of investment going into it, there's a community here that has a passion and energy for doing something special. And what we met, not only within the folks that worked at this facility, but the folks surrounding it, was an energy to do something cool, to do something impactful, to bring not only this plant to life, but to continue to grow and build what you guys have here.
Skirinch spoke at last night's EDC Community Leaders Dinner at the Doubletree in Bloomington. GLT was a co-sponsor of the event. I'm Ryan Denham.
The names and price tags for Rivian's first two vehicles haven't been released. Media reports suggest they'll cost at least $50,000. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.